Mr. Chair, thank you for allowing me to speak on behalf of the Zambian delegation. It is our pleasure to join those who have spoken earlier to congratulate you, Ambassador Matthew Rowland, on your election as chair of the 2017 meeting of the High Contracting Parties to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons. Zambia is confident that under your able leadership, the work of the convention will be guided smoothly and effectively towards a consensus outcome. I wish to assure you, Mr. Chair, of our commitment during your tenure as chair. I wish to take this opportunity to express our sincere gratitude to the sponsorship committee and the countries which contributed to the sponsorship program for enabling our participation in the meeting of the CCW. Mr. Chair, Zambia wishes to align itself to the statement issued by the distinguished delegate of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela on behalf of the states parties of the non-aligned movement. We, however, wish to add on and emphasize on a number of issues in our national capacity. Mr. Chair, distinguished delegates, we have noted with great concern the financial situation of the convention, and we agree with all the high contracting parties calling for the adoption of efficiency and cost-saving measures. It is important that the funding situation of the convention is addressed as quickly as possible in order to ensure that the implementation support unit has the required cash flow at all times to enable the effective and efficient implementation of the convention. Mr. Chair, the issues of funding can be addressed if all high contracting parties are committed to paying their assessed contribution and if efficiency and cost-saving measures, among others, are adopted. My delegation therefore wishes to encourage all parties to the convention to ensure that their contribution, regardless of the amount, are paid timely. Mr. Chair, we note with satisfaction that the convention is steadily moving towards full universalization. We believe that universalization is key to the implementation of the program of the convention, and we therefore wish to take this opportunity to express our sincere gratitude to all high contracting parties who have spearheaded the universalization drive. We also take this opportunity to congratulate Afghanistan, Benin, and Lebanon, who recently joined the convention. We encourage all the signatory states to make haste and join the convention. Mr. Chair, during the last 2 days, we have followed with keen interest the deliberations of the 11th Conference of the High Contracting Parties to Protocol 5 and the 19th Conference to Protocol 2, and we are satisfied with the amount of information shared and the outcomes of these conferences. We are concerned, however, to learn of the increased threat to humanity as a result of the increased use of improvised explosive devices in many conflict areas by terrorists and non-state actors, which has brought about unexpected consequences to civilians and exerted a lot of pressure on the already weak health systems, especially in developing countries. We note that the effects of IEDs on civilian populations is both immediate and long-term, affecting people and governments economically, socially, and psychologically. Mr. Chair, Zambia highly commends the manner in which the first formal session of the group of governmental experts on emerging technologies in the field of lethal autonomous weapon systems was conducted and wish to encourage further discussion on the issues of laws. After having listened to a number of presentations and discussions on laws, both during the group of governmental expert meetings held last week and on the margins of this meeting of high contracting parties, we are even more resolved to ensure that we come up with a legally binding instrument. It is our ardent expectation that the deliberations by the group of governmental experts will lead to the development of concrete recommendations leading to a legally binding instrument on laws. For this reason, Mr. Chair, we support the adoption of the report on laws. Mr. Chair, Zambia remains resolved to work with all high contracting parties to ensure that the suffering and harm caused by these indiscriminate weapons are minimized. It is our sincere hope that our continued engagement in this meeting and other yet to come will help us create a safer world for all. I thank you, Mr. Chair.